Welcome, everybody, to KickServeRadio.com. Today, I've got a special treat for you as CBS 4 Sports' Michael Spencer joins me to do a little preview on the Denver Broncos. He's been going to training camp. He knows of what he speaks. I was able to interview Michael recently on the Morning Huddle on Mile High Sports Radio. Thought you might enjoy it. Here it is.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Huddle with David Hurlbut. He's out on assignment playing a little golf. AZ, Andy Zoden in for him. I've been talking a little World Cup, a little U.S. Open golf, a little tennis. Now it's time to talk Denver Bronco football with CBS Sports' very own Michael Spencer. He is your lead anchor at CBS 4 as well as the host of Auto Nation All Access. And, Michael, I'm looking forward to getting together with you on Wimbledon Sunday like we do. First things first, though, you've been hitting training camp every day. Let's talk a little Broncos. First of all, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much for having me on.
Great to have you. Let's start at the quarterback position. It's kind of interesting, Michael, because I think a lot of people are curious about what Case Keenum is going to be able to do with this team. You know, it was a bit of a chance because he had so much to work with on the offensive line, obviously with the running game and everything that he had in place with Coach Shurmur in Minnesota. Does it look like that's something that can be replicated in Denver this year from what you've seen?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be replicated to the extent that he had in terms of talent around him in Minnesota. But, I mean, Case looks decent so far. You got to remember mandatory minicamp and OTAs. It's tough to tell because they're not in pads. They're out there in helmets, basically, and jerseys and shorts. And so they're running around in their underwear. So you're not getting a great feel for what these guys are actually bringing to the table. But I can tell you this, in talking to the guys and watching practice, it's definitely a different feel than in past years, in part because they know Case is the guy. And I think that gives them a bunch of confidence and something that they can rally around. He looks head and shoulders better than Paxton Lynch and Chad Kelly. I don't think there's any question about that. So that's the nice thing when you look at the Broncos going into this year that they haven't had in the last 2 years, is they've got a guy who is solidified as the starting quarterback, who may not come in and be a world beater, but if he can come in and be consistent and give you improved play, which I think he will be able to do, then you're going to be better off than you were the last 2 years. And so I think Case has proven himself to be the guy and be the leader on this team. And I think that's a good thing for everybody moving forward. How well will that translate into points and touchdowns on Sunday? Still really hard to tell. But at least they have a guy at quarterback, and at least there's not a question surrounding them every time they make a move as to who had a better day at quarterback. Who's going to be the quarterback this year? Who do you like better? I think the guys got tired of that real quickly the last 2 years. So I think it's nice for them to have a guy solidified in that spot.
And to have that veteran leader and to have that guy that's solidified in that spot probably bodes well for the receiving core. And a couple of the guys that have caught your eye so far, it sounds like, are these young receivers, Cortland Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton. Talk about what you've seen from the rookie crop.
Well, they've just been so consistent. And it's funny, I mean, I think they've made everybody else kind of forget about Carlos Henderson and Isaiah McKenzie to an extent. It was very interesting yesterday to hear Vance Joseph say Carlos Henderson missed practice with a hamstring, and Joseph basically said he's got to get back out on the practice field or he's not going to have a spot on the team.
Wow.
And that, you're talking about a third-round pick from 2017. So that not only tells you that they're not exactly happy with him, that tells you how well Sutton and Deshaun Hamilton have been playing. And Sutton's a big, big dude. I mean, he is a big presence out on the football field. Case Keenum the other day called him a friendly target. Because you throw it up there and he's got a wide catch radius. So he's been really impressive. Deshaun Hamilton, the thing Keenum said about him is that he's always in the right spot. And as a rookie receiver, that's rare, you know, but he's a guy who runs really, really crisp routes. I know a lot of people had him as the best route runner coming out in the draft. And so those two guys have really impressed. They've gotten a lot of reps because DT and Emmanuel have been there, but they've sat out a lot of the 11-on-11 stuff. Emmanuel's been in a little bit more than DT, but Sutton and Hamilton have clearly surpassed the two rookies from a season ago in terms of the Broncos' depth chart.
Does the Broncos' decision to make it official and bring in DeMarcus Ware to work with this defensive line and these linebackers have anything to do with the fact that we've now seen what we've seen from an injury perspective with Shane Ray, and Nick Chubb has to be coached up that much faster to be prepared to do that much more come the season opener, Michael?
It may have a little bit. You know, I think anytime you can get a future Hall of Famer to come in and work with your guys, that's a huge plus. And so
Bradley Chubb, I said Nick
Chubb.
Yeah, sorry.
I know who you meant. You know, and I think in talking to DeMarcus yesterday, it was clear that the Cowboys probably wanted him a little bit too. You know, and he said he would have loved to work with both teams, but the way the league works, you're not supposed to do that. So I think this was a great move by the Broncos for a couple different reasons. One, like I said, anytime you can get a future Hall of Famer to come in and work with your guys, that's a huge plus. Two, I think that in the role he's in, that part-time pass rush consultant role, he can still have an impact in terms of how these guys go about their business in the locker room, in terms of how they go about their business as guys off the field. He can maybe say some things to Vaughn and to Bradley that a regular assistant coach couldn't, or that will have more weight than a regular assistant coach would. And so I love it. I mean, we all know what DeMarcus did for Vaughn in terms of his career. And I think anytime you can have a guy like that still be around your football team is going to be really, really good. And not only is he going to be obviously helpful for Vaughn, he is going to be helpful for Bradley Chubb and Shaq Barrett and Shane Ray. And Vance Joseph said even some of the inside guys, Derek Wolfe and Domantas Pecco, you know, in terms of rushing the passer and working on technique. So I think it's a huge, huge bonus for those guys to get DeMarcus Ware in, even if it is just a part-time role.
Before we let you go, Michael, just a minute or so to go, who is Paxton Lynch, and what is this quarterback depth chart going to look like? I mean, I just don't know what to make of this kid. And, you know, you talk about how they've solidified the position with Case Keenum, yet you got a first-rounder, you know, in the stable there, and then I've heard word that Chad Kelly has surpassed. What's going on with the depth chart?
Well, the way it looks is the depth chart would tell you that Paxton Lynch is the number two and Chad Kelly's the number three.
Okay.
What that tells me is that it hasn't been a fair competition, because I think Chad Kelly has looked better than Paxton Lynch, to be honest. And so I think the Broncos want to know who Paxton Lynch is. I think they still haven't been able to figure it out. And so as we move forward and as we get closer to training camp, and once we get in training camp and into preseason games, it's going to be really interesting to see how the depth chart shakes out. Lynch is getting a lot of the number two reps right now. There's no question about that. It goes Keenum, Lynch, and then Kelly. But I think Kelly has looked better. Granted, he's going up against the third defense and not the second defense. But the Broncos don't know still who Paxton Lynch is. It's still been a longer process. He still looks a step slow when he's making decisions back there. So I think we'll find out a little bit more in training camp and once we get into preseason games. But we've yet to see Paxton Lynch really make that jump like we thought he would and like the Broncos hoped he would.
Real quick, Michael, I look forward to getting together with you on the 15th and talking a little Wimbledon. But in the meantime, what do we have to look forward to this Sunday night on AutoNation All Access?
Well, we'll talk more about DeMarcus Ware and what he means to this Broncos program, to this franchise kind of moving forward, and what his addition means. We'll also kind of recap the class of 2017 and look at them and tell you why they're on the bubble, and why it may not just be Carlos Henderson who's fighting for a spot on this team even just after one season. I think there's a couple guys that had their eyes open with that 2018 draft class, so we'll talk a little more about that. And we'll talk some Nuggets basketball with Nick Kosmider from The Athletic.
We'll look forward to it. Michael, thanks for taking the time this morning. Much appreciated.
All right, Andy. Thanks for having me on. We'll see you in studio soon.
Look forward to it. Michael Spencer, CBS4. In the meantime, have a great day, everybody. AZ in for David Hurlbut. He'll be back in tomorrow. You guys have a good week. You've been listening to The Morning Huddle. AZ, Andy Zoden in for David Hurlbut. Mile High Sports Radio. Have a great day.